Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, time to talk a little college football. We've got playoff rankings, and this thing is going to be so muddled this year. Can I tell you the top 12 teams right now as it's listed? And it doesn't mean these are the 12 teams that are getting in, by the way, because I want to, this is NCAA.com news. They have a projected what the bracket could look like, so I'll tell you about that in a second. Ohio State, Indiana, both undefeated. They would both end up getting byes regardless of what happens the rest of the way. Georgia is 11-1, along with Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Oregon, and Ole Miss. A&M just lost this week to Texas. Oregon's been on a roll. They beat USC, which seems like a signature win for them. Texas Tech has been one of the more dominant teams that nobody's talked about all year long because of the conference they play in. And then when you go down a little bit further, here's the two lost teams: Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Alabama, and then BYU's 11-1. They come in at number 11. Miami 10-2. At number 12. They have Texas at 13 at 9-3. And here's the weird thing. I just want to read to you what they said about Texas. Texas will move up to number 13 after beating A&M, but it won't be able to overcome three losses to get into the playoff picture. Wins over A&M and Vanderbilt are better than any team that Utah's beat and Vanderbilt. Well, that's head-to-head, so they beat them. And again, that was in Texas. A loss to Florida team with a losing record is worse than any of Miami's losses, so the Longhorns hit their ceiling. Now, is that worse than the Florida? Well, Alabama lost to Florida State. Miami's losses, I guess, aren't as bad. Not as bad as that one. That's just a terrible loss. What are your thoughts on this? Because their projected bracket has Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas getting a bye. And understanding the finagling that's going to go on because we have
Texas.
Texas Tech. Excuse me.
Thanks, yeah.
Ohio State, Texas Tech playing each other as the 1-4. 2-3 would be Indiana, Georgia. Well, they have Virginia winning and getting in, so they don't have Miami in here. They have Virginia playing Oregon, Ole Miss playing Alabama, A&M playing Tulane, which must be that we just talked about Tulane.
Yeah.
Great season, you know, but they don't, as the one person that posted that message said, they don't think that Florida would have an issue with A&M or with Tulane finishing their season because it's not the same conference.
Except Tulane, as of a few days ago, they had a 26% chance of making the playoff.
Yeah, that's why they have them in here. Yeah. And then you have Notre Dame playing Oklahoma, which means there's a lot of those teams that they had missing. Where, you know, BYU, are they not going to put BYU in? 11-1? They got to win their conference? I can't, because Texas Tech's a better... anyway. But that's where it stands. Do you have any issues with this? Like a James Madison team that's 11-1 with his only loss coming to Louisville. I think they have the 18th best strength of record, but only the 118th best strength of schedule. So.
What?
So the strength of schedule, that's.
That I know what that means.
Yeah, we can put that together before the games happen.
Right.
After the games, they have the best strength of record, meaning they've won.
By more points?
Yeah.
I guess. More decisive victories?
I think it's about who they beat, comparatively speaking, to the rest of the country and all those teams. Mm. North Texas, 11-1. See, and that's the thing. Like, people were hoping when the playoffs started that we would get these the underdog stories. And I think you have to – Indiana is still an underdog story. And if you're pulling for that, I think that's who you're rooting for. But people wanted to see the old days of Boise State getting in, or when Hawaii went undefeated, or Utah, like having them in a playoff. And do you have any issues with that? We're not going to see some of these teams, or do you think just put the best 12 teams in there and let's have a playoff?
Yeah, no, I don't have an issue, because it's no matter what you do and who you put in, somebody's left out and somebody's angry. And I was angry when Florida State got the door shut in their face.
That's one I agree with you on, but I also, like, I'm straddling the fence here. Mm. I'm happy with what they did, because I don't think the third string quarterback's doing anything. But as you pointed out, didn't they earn to go? Don't they earn the chance to show you that they can't do it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. And again, like, looking at these teams, who do you think the best team in the country is? Ohio State? Yeah. I can't wait to see what Indiana does. Indiana's for real.
Yeah, for real. Absolutely.
This team is gone. They went into Oregon and beat Oregon's ass in their house. I would not be shocked if they beat Ohio State. But I was happy to see Ohio State kind of step up and finally beat Michigan.
They've lost like four in a row to Michigan until this
weekend. They lost. Michigan was a 3-touchdown underdog last year, and they lost outright.
That's right, yeah. I think they lost four in a row to them.
Yeah. I think it was five. Or maybe it was three. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They lost a couple in a row. Yeah. But what happened at midfield? So here's where I want to get your thoughts. So Ryan Day and his crew, after the win, go out to midfield or whatever, and then the rest of the players stay out there for Michigan, saying that they're protecting the M because of the flag plants that have happened at Ohio State, to which Ryan Day told the head coach of Michigan, get your guys out of here. We're not going to do anything to the M. We're just meeting here. And if I'm the head coach of Michigan, I'm like, no, you get your guys out of here. This is my field.
Yeah.
You guys won. Congrats. Take your W and get the hell out of here. Take your dyed beard.
Did you see what the mascot did?
What?
You know the dot the I thing with Ohio State? That's that thing, dot the I. He went into by the Michigan end zone, the one of the end zones, and was with his feet, makes the Ohio, and then dots the I, and then goes into the end zone with that little silly steps he makes. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
He went and built a big XO in the M in Michigan in the end zone. So that's why they probably would, you know.
I did see there was somebody also rubbing their feet on the Michigan logo in the end zone.
Yeah.
Like rubbing their feet across it and trying to like scratch it out. But again, you know, these are rivalries when these things happen. I didn't like when Baker Mayfield came in and flag plants at Ohio State. Yeah. And I know a lot of people do. It's like, oh, it's, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think some of the stuff's disrespectful, but it's up to you what you want to do. Again, I wouldn't be one of those guys celebrating after a touchdown, believe it or not. But I think everybody has the right to do it. Go out there, dance your ass off. If you want a Dougie like Brock Purdy did, I don't know if you saw that. Brock Purdy said after the game, I'm pretty good Dougie-er. I don't know if that's a word. But he's been doing the Dougie for years, so he decided to break it out after his touchdown.
Did he?
Yeah. He didn't look bad. He's all right. but we did have Alabama-Auburn this weekend, and it didn't disappoint. I was on Auburn plus the 5.5, and with 3.5 minutes left to go, it was a tie game, and then Alabama scores a touchdown, and that ends that. But if you didn't watch on Saturday, there were a bunch of great games, and I feel like the playoffs are going to be even better. But Ed's absolutely right. If we got to a point where they said, okay, let's make it 16, then they're going to complain about 17 and 18.
They're going to. You knew that was going to happen.
I thought it was perfect at 6. I'm perfectly fine with 12. It just means there's more games, and somebody has to win, what, 3 in a row to get there. To make it happen. But yeah, any of these other teams. So again, if I take Ohio State out of it, who's that next team that you think could make that run, or two teams? Is there somebody that stands out to you? Because I want to see Indiana. I do think A&M's for real. But I think this Texas Tech team's better than people want to give them credit for. And I think they make a run.
I do too. I still think Ohio State's the best team in the country. And I think Indiana is for real. So if you're going to tell me to exclude Ohio State, I'm going Indiana. Right. And I think it's a great story, but they've proven they're not. This is not a fluke. You mentioned beating Oregon in their house. They've got, and then they boat raced lesser opponents. It's not like they've, you know, they've.
That's the thing I like about them. Oh, we got Kennesaw State. Let's beat them 63-0.
Yeah, that's what they've done. I mean, that's what the elite teams do, and they are. They're for real.
Yeah, the only team that held them to 20, I think, in the game was Iowa. That's the least amount they've scored all season long, and that was kind of a.
I did watch Michigan Ohio State though, and I say I was impressed with Ohio State. They look really good.
Jeremiah Smith is so good. I'm going to gush over wide receivers. I mean, they still got Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. I could sit here, pick a team, and I'll talk about their receivers in college. There's so many good ones to watch, whether it's Ole Miss or even, I mean, Oklahoma's got one of the youngest receivers in all of football, and they're just so freaking good. I was looking at, who is it? It's the safety. Oh, it's Josh Downs, the wide receiver for the Colts, his brother Caleb. He's the guy, ultimately, I think, that winds up with the Bengals, that they make some sort of move and go get him. And granted, it's a safety, but I think he is a difference maker when it comes down to it. Might be the best defensive player in college when all is said and done. All right.
How about Bo Jackson?
He's really good.
Yeah.
Until he messes up his hip. No, Ohio State has a Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about Ryan Helsley next. If you missed it, the Orioles signed a closer to a two-year deal with a player option. Want to get your thoughts on it. We'll talk more about it. I'll give you his pitch makeup and where the Orioles could be looking next. What's the next move for him? 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back. Going to talk about Ryan Helsley. Yeah, you're turning me. Are you playing this because of Stranger Things? Oh, well done, Joe. Well done. If you haven't watched the first four episodes of Stranger Things, I won't ruin anything for you. I still don't understand what's going on in the damn show. I like it. I have no idea what they're doing.
I never understood that show.
The Upside Down, what is it? So how do you get, who's the bad guy? Well, why are these kids? It doesn't matter.
I discovered that show and Black Mirror at the same time.
Oh, Black Mirror's so good.
Yeah, it is.
If you haven't watched Black Mirror, you don't need to watch any of the episodes. Like, no. You can watch them in whatever order you want.
Yeah.
But there's San Juniper? There's an episode basically in Black Mirror where you have the option of basically dying and living in your own mind, like in another world, mm-hmm. kind of, or another area, and you'll live the rest of your life there. Or just dying generally. And so, like, people that are terminally ill go into this thing where they're like in this, I don't know if you want to call it an alternate universe or whatever, mm-hmm. and they have to make the decision. Do they want to spend the rest of their life there? Or do they just want to die and see what happens? And it's a really, like, it's a thought-provoking show, any way you slice it. The first episode, do you know the first episode, Joe? The first episode of Black Mirror, the prime minister or somebody's daughter gets kidnapped.
I was just going to raise that.
Yeah.
So, and he has to have...
People that kidnapped the daughter said that he has to have sex with a pig
on camera.
On camera. Mm-hmm. and you're waiting to find out whether or not he does it. And I'm not going to ruin anything, but you should watch it.
Yeah. That's the first episode ever?
That's the first episode of Black Mirror. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just rewatched it like in the last 6 months.
It's so good. I mean, there's so many different shows that...
That had a wild... They all have crazy endings. That one was... blah.
Yeah, there's always... There's twists in the episodes that you don't see coming. There's famous actors in all the different ones, people you've seen. Anyway, I need to get away from Black Mirror because you brought it up and took me... That's your fault. It's your fault we did this. We're going to talk about the Orioles and Ryan Helsley. How do you feel about the signing? Again, people are upset that he got a player option. I don't care about that. Because if things are going good, maybe he wants to stay here. If he has an amazing season, then all of a sudden...
People love being upset.
Over anything.
For the sake of being upset. They overpaid. Yeah, why does he have a player option? Why do you give him that much money?
And by the way, everything Mike Elias has told you he was going to do this offseason, he's done except sign a starting pitcher. And you know he's going to do that. Yeah. You know they're getting one.
They're still in the Pete Alonso race here.
They're supposedly still...
Kyle Schwarber they're looking at.
Yeah, that was the other one that was brought up this week. If you had your, again, if you gave me the option of Kyle Tucker, Pete Alonso, and Kyle Schwarber, I think I'm taking Tucker every single time, 10 out of 10 times. But the difference is that Pete Alonso is a better fit, and by God, it'd be fun to watch that donkey hit home runs.
Can you imagine this place?
Either one, Kyle Schwarber or him.
Yeah.
And they were saying, Kyle Schwarber's talking about him wanting a 4-year deal. How old is Indian? Is like
I think he's 55.
Yeah, yeah, he's got an AARP card now. He's doing fine. But getting back to Helsley, how do you feel about the signing?
Very happy with it. And I know, like they got like a C on ESPN or C+. I'm like, you don't have a closer right now. You know, we've gone through some stuff with the Birdman there, whatever the hell he used to do.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, you mean Craig...
Kimbrell.
Kimbrell, yeah. That's what my wife called him, the Birdman.
It was the weirdest thing.
My wife was watching the game with me, and he comes on, she goes, what's that guy doing? I was like, who, the pitcher? He goes, that's how he pitches. He goes, he looks ridiculous. Has anybody told him? I'll make sure I let him know, Katie.
I'm sure he's been told. But yeah, but I like this signing because you got a guy coming in who's a fastball slider pitcher. He averages 99 plus, so he actually averages triple digits is what they're saying. Because he averages over 99 miles an hour, well, that'd be 100.
Yeah.
So he's averaging.
Unless he never goes below 99 and just stays at the same.
Ridiculous. But he throws 100 miles an hour. I mean, that's not the end-all be-all, but he's a good pitcher and he's here. And, you know, we're not going to have Batista for probably the entire 26th season. They're saying some portion or maybe the whole season. I don't see him come back. I don't know if he's ever coming back.
I don't either. I mean, it's the same thing we have to say about like Matabike on the football side. Like, is he ever going to be the same? We don't know. But, you know, the other thing that I saw on social media was somebody brought up the Orioles and that now with the Blue Jays signing Dylan Cease, that they have a plethora of pitching that they could move somebody. One of these Blue Jays bloggers or whoever the hell this asshat was like, why don't we offer Barrios or Jose Barrios to the Orioles for Gunnar Henderson straight up? Who says no? We do? That's why I sent that kid a meme of, or a gif, whatever you want to call it, gif of from Anchorman, where it's like, we are all laughing. Like, you know, everybody's laughing. It's the dumbest thing ever. Let's take this pitcher that's somewhat washed up that finally had a good year and trade him for a young player of that caliber.
Right.
When he's going to make, like, he's going to get a $500 million contract. He's better than anybody on your team. And this year may not be the case, and I know people want to talk about Vlad, but if you offered somebody Gunnar Henderson or Vlad Guerrero, they're taking Gunnar Henderson every time. You got a shortstop that's with power? Ah, come on, man. But again, you look at their rotation now. It's Cease, Bieber, Gausman, Treya Savage, and Jose Barrios. So, yeah.
Treya Savage.
Yeah, that guy's so good.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. Three the Savage is just nasty. I am looking forward to watching him pitch next year because...
Oh, my.
And by the way, one of the worst kept secrets too. Where did we say Zach Eflin might go when he finally was done here?
Tampa.
Back to Tampa Bay. The Rays are interested in Zach Eflin and Adrian Houser, along with some other Major League Baseball news and notes that are coming out. But with the Orioles, the rumors were that they're still in on Kyle Schwarber. Mm-hmm. They're still in on Pete Alonso. They're still in on Kyle Tucker. Now, maybe this ends up being they don't get any of those guys. I still think they're getting another frontline pitcher. And in my opinion, I think it's Framber Valdez, but we'll see.
Yeah, his name was in that same article.
Yep. So, anything you'd like to see them? I mean, for your preference, you'd like to see Pete Alonso?
I'd see Alonso here and Framber Valdez. If I, you know, blue sky, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want Framber Valdez. I want Pete Alonso. He's a much better fit at first base. And he would look. People go, he'll hit 30 bombs. He may hit 50 here.
50?
50. He hit 53 is his freshman. It's his rookie year. And that's not a hitter's ballpark.
No. I mean, I wonder how many he'd hit here. But Kyle Schwarber with that porch and the warehouse, you can't tell me that he wouldn't be the first guy to hit a warehouse in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, because he hits just moonshots.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. It'd be fun to watch. I mean, it's just looking at the lineup, they have so many left-handed bats. It's almost like, and again, you're not going to say no to anyone. Kyle Tucker hits lefties and righties the same, but Kyle Schwarber.
Alonzo's a right-handed bat we need.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah. I think Alonzo makes more sense. It's a fit. And the weird thing is, you may have Alonzo on your team and Kobe Mayo, but you're not going to wait for it.
Right.
You may. Again, like, we'll see what happens with him. But I still think there's a lot of moves to be made from the O's. They're still going to be figuring out that bullpen. And again, we're going to see another frontline starter come in. Coming up next, it's the Daily Line. We're going to get into all the games. I'll tell you what went right and wrong for me yesterday and what I'm seeing today. NFL, we've got college basketball, we've got NBA and NHL to go over, and some prop plays I'll throw at you as well when we come back right here on The Fan. All right, so we're just going to dive right into it because my dumbass forgot to tell Joe to pull a clip. So, yeah, that one's on me. All right, so yesterday was interesting for me because, like, Saturday wasn't great. I think Saturday and Friday, I felt like I deserved so much better as I had a couple of games where just couldn't get the final score or someone scored in the end on a under that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Just goofy things. I called the Texas win. They won outright.
You did, actually, yes.
But I missed on a bunch of other stuff. Like, I did like the Eagles and you were on the Bears. Just a rough weekend. And on Saturday, so many games that were close that just didn't come through. We have, where are we at? We had so many spots that were just frustrating for me this weekend because there were, like, again, when you I always look for spots, and I know people are like, what do you mean spots? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes there's teams that have been traveling. Is there a look-ahead game, especially in college? I think another spot would be bowl teams that don't want to be in the bowl game that they're in. Like, if Oklahoma or Alabama misses out, let's say Alabama misses out on the playoff. Right. They're not going to, but let's say they did. I'd more than likely be betting against them in the whatever stupid ass bowl game they go to, whatever it, like, because they don't want to be there. They have visions of grandeur. Yeah. They want to be. This is where we need to be. That's why you saw Oklahoma when they didn't make it into the championship game and they played Boise State in that bowl game, whichever one it was. I don't remember the name of it. Maybe it was a Liberty Bowl, and Boise State comes out and spanks them. That's something that Boise State beats them, but.
Yeah,
they spanked them that day. So, yeah, again, I'm always looking for spots. But over the weekend, I talked about it. I had Auburn. Game's tied with 2.5 minutes left, 3 minutes left, and Alabama punches in a touchdown. This is one that really kicked me in the pills. I had the Wolves -7. So after all these tough luck losses on Friday and Saturday, got the late night NBA game. Wolves are up 6. They get fouled with 4 seconds left. Dante DiVincenzo, very good free throw shooter, goes to the line, makes the first. So now we're pushing in the game. He goes to the line, misses the second one. All right, so we're just going to end this with, he shot a 3. Oh, the 3 went in. Yeah, you win by 4. A meaningless 3-pointer at the buzzer, and just that's basketball for you, though. You can wait to the last 2 minutes of the game to find out if you're doing anything. And I told you about ECU and FAU. East Carolina dropped 45 points in the first half. It was 45-3 at the half. It was 45-3 at the end of the game. I had the over, so screw me. And again, I've talked about this. A lot of blowouts end up going under the total. There's nothing you can do about it. But.
Kind of funny when you see that, though.
Yeah.
You know, you see somebody score 45 points like that, or, you know, somebody jumps out 38 points in the first half. Bro, this is going to be, and then they, you know.
Who was on Monday Night Football to open the year? Or maybe it was the Thursday night game. Oh, no, it was the Thursday night game with the Cowboys and Eagles. I had the under. You remember the first half? Is they're just moving up and down the field on each other? Mm-hmm. And then they didn't score on that Thursday night. There was very little scoring in the second half. And the under, like, I went to bed saying, oh, that's a loss. And I woke up and went, my phone right? They got the scores right on this? So, I mean, sometimes it is better to be lucky than good. Let's get into the plays for today because there's not a lot. I'll just run through this quickly. In the NHL, I like the Blues. They're -155. I'm going to take Buffalo at home -105. That's virtually a pick 'em. I know the Sabres aren't. it's another spot. I know they're not a good hockey team.
They're just terrible every year.
They're playing Winnipeg, I think. Is that who it was? Winnipeg. I didn't write down the opposition. But, yeah, I think they're playing Winnipeg at Buffalo, and St. Louis is hosting Anaheim. In the NBA, I like the Bulls and Magic to go over the 238.5. I like Milwaukee and Washington to go over the 233.5. College hoops, my favorite college hoops play today is Iona and Delaware over 155.5. By the way, Cornell played yesterday. Did it go over the total? Is it a day that ends in Y? Cornell scored 101 points yesterday and gave up 70-some. So, yeah, it did go over the total by about 20-some points. Iona and Delaware play very fast. I think Delaware's a live dog, but I also think this goes over the total. And I love the under in the NFL game tonight between the Giants and the Patriots. It's 46.5. My props for tonight, I think Jackson Dart throws a pick. That's plus 110. I like Ramondre Stevenson under 24.5 rush yards. If you can find his under rush attempts, some books aren't carrying it. I love that play. I like Wandale Robinson under 5.5 receptions. It's minus 120. And Tyrone Tracy under 18.5 receiving yards. Looking at those plays, all of those plays correlate with the under, which I like. So that's what I'm going to be on.
I'm going to just, again, don't worry. Pet peeves, I mentioned the NFL before the NHL. You know, the Avalanche look like they're running away with it. Colorado's just, you know, they're a Stanley Cup favorite. So are the Hurricanes, though. But you look at their record, 18-1-6. That means they're 18-7. They have seven losses. It just makes me so angry. Six in their overtime loss, they get 6 points for that. They have 42 points.
Why is that? Is that something that's new, or is that always going on?
It's on going for decades. It wasn't that way when I started following hockey. You had ties. You get a point for a tie. You get 2 points for a win. You get nothing for a loss. You get a point for a tie.
Yeah, but to be fair, when you were watching hockey, they were using rocks that you'd skip across the water with instead of a puck because we didn't know what a puck was at that point. It had just started.
Puck you.
Joe, do you like the – oh, he's on the phone. Are you on the phone? Do you like the hockey scoring system, the way it goes in overtime?
Are you just trying to get Ed going?
Yeah.
I'm fine with it, but...
But he grew up with it.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
These damn kids.
Kids today.
I'm going to keep turning back and forth watching you guys. It's a horrible tennis
before
match.
We move on, though, I got to bring this up. You did your Ed voice for Yogi Bear earlier.
Yogi Bear?
Yeah, doesn't he kind of talk like this? Instead of, he doesn't talk like this.
I don't... Joe?
I was like, wait, what?
Nobody else noticed that.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
It wasn't.
I'm just so used to my voice being mocked in this building. I don't even blink anymore.
I was right. It was I was doing Scruff McGruff. It wasn't Yogi the Bear. It was Smokey the Bear.
Okay. All right.
Because he was wearing the Cam Newton hat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's Smokey the Bear.
But it also sounds like McGruff and
I'm a bear.
The snowman.
I don't think I've ever seen Cam Newton wear a campaign hat, which was Smokey the Bear wears.
That's what he wears. He wears those hats. That's what it, hold on, Smokey the Bear.
Wears top hats a lot.
It's called a campaign hat?
Campaign hat, yeah.
Why? Is that like what politicians wear?
No, they won in military campaigns. Like drill instructors wear them.
Yeah.
A lot of state police agencies wear them.
Sister Mary Rottencrotch, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the drill instructors. This is so stupid. But I did. It wasn't Yogi the Bear. We weren't talking about getting a picnic basket.
I ruined that. I'm sorry, Squirrel. Yeah. Back to what you're doing.
No, but the hockey scoring, you said you do like it.
I think it's fine, but I can understand why, to someone that grew up with a completely different system, this is all I've ever really known.
But I guess in the other, the only other sport we can really talk about ties, right, would be the NFL. And then they have it. It's like a half a win when you get it.
And they shouldn't. Why do you go to overtime if you're going to let it end in a tie? Let the regulation end at a tie and be done with it.
And by the way, there's such a simple way to get over this. Whether you want to talk about soccer or hockey and shootouts, and I know some people don't like it, but in the regular season, what does it matter? You know, like, why not have it? Would you rather them have a shootout?
Who?
In hockey. Instead of it ending in a tie.
It doesn't end in a tie.
No, I'm saying, I know somebody wins. Like, the fact that you're getting points for it. Would you rather see that at the end of a game, instead of there being a tie... Like there'd be some sort of shootout. Maybe I should have pointed to football and not hockey because that's obviously different.
Hockey, football is the only sport that ends in ties now.
Like in college football, once you go through two overtimes, you all of a sudden start doing the, hey, we're going from the 2 yard line now. It's like a 2 point conversion. Yeah. You just keep going for those. And at some point, somebody's going to screw up and not get it.
Yeah.
That makes more sense to me than carrying a game out. But in the playoffs, I think we're just doing overtime the way it's always been done, right? In years past, not like now.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
I really hate that. I think the NHL's stupid with the points, you're getting something for losing a game. And I just don't understand that at all. And then the NFL, it's like, you're going to have overtime, and then you're going to end up in a tie anyway. Why? In a sport that is so demanding, they could actually play an extra quarter and play the hypothetical that Thursday night and end up in a tie. It just makes zero sense to me.
Yeah. And it, we bitched about it in baseball when it happened in the meaningless game, like the All-Star game. Bud Seal, thanks for that. All right. We've got our encore, what we've learned, all that's coming up. We've got more that we're going to get into. And I've got some jokes for you today. It feels weird that we're doing it on a Monday because we haven't done it in a while. But with the Ravens playing on Thursday, giving them some extra time. They did get 10 days to get ready for the Steelers. And I brought this up earlier. Ravens are a 5.5-point favorite against Pittsburgh. But we'll get the encore, what we learned, all that and more. It's coming up next right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I believe I talked about this like 4 years ago, but there was a drunk man that went on a search party to find himself. How drunk do you have to be? Have you ever been that drunk? Like that out of sorts that you didn't even know you were searching for yourself?
I thought I was invisible.
All right.
No, I mean it.
Well, no, but the only reason I ask is I can't get that drunk because I start throwing up. You don't throw up.
No.
You never throw up.
Very rarely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm missing. This was in Turkey.
Yeah. I've done some things in crowded restaurants because I thought nobody could see me.
Oh, dude, I walked out. The place wasn't that crowded, but I walked outside to take a phone call and came back into Shoddy's downtown, and you were playing bingo bongo on someone's boobies.
Hey, bop, 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 bop. She took them out.
She set them right on top of your head, and I was like, hey, Ed, that's an interesting hat. Where can I get one of those?
2 in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Yes. But that's not a lie. I walk outside to take a phone call, and I come back in, and Ed's got boobies on his head.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. I mean, it's a while ago.
Unwrapped.
Was this when I first started with the... Yeah, it had to be like 2020 when I first started.
It was a long
time ago.
Yeah, ago,
maybe
yeah.
Even before then. There you go. That's our encore, Ed.
How fitting. Yes. I did have a very nice hat on that day. Encore brought to you by Lion's Den. Yeah. On that note, don't bring your B game or your JV game to the bedroom. It's important. Big part of your life. Check out Lion's Den. Seriously. All the tools you need to, I don't know, perform properly. We could all use a little help here and there. They got great stuff. Seriously, it's a lot of fun. Great store. They have all kinds of games, lingerie, adult toys. It's great having you. Check them out either in the region. There's a bunch of stores around here. I go to one up on Scott Adam Road. But there's a bunch in the region and lionsden.com.
There you go. Lions Den. Roar. Get it going. Roar.
Join the pride.
A couple of things. Like, are you going to watch tonight's NFL game? Are you going to be into that?
Probably.
Yeah. There's not much going on this evening. I tried to look up. There's no like top 25 matchups in college hoops unless you're an NBA, NHL fan. I think it's basically the only thing going. And the more and more I watch Drake May, I've been impressed, man.
So am I. And I didn't know what to make of him when he made it, you know, to the NFL. But I'm like, he's playing really well. It's a good team. And Vrabel's made a difference.
You know, it's one of the things that we pointed out earlier when we looked at the standing. So if you're looking at division winners right now or who's got the lead, as the things that might surprise you is that the Bears have the best record in the NFC.
Yeah, the number one seed right now.
Best record in the NFC. You've got the Rams still at 9-3. The West is just a straight 9-3, 9-3, 9-4. That's the Rams, Seattle, and San Francisco. Then you got the Bears who are 9-3, 8-3-1 Green Bay, Detroit 7-5, and then you go out to the South and it's Tampa 7-5, Carolina 7-6. One of these goofball teams that doesn't win the division in that you know the NFC South. Could sneak in if you could just beat the crap out of the other two terrible teams there. Yeah. Because all these teams have to play each other. Dallas is 6-5. And if the playoffs, I hate when people do this, but I'm getting ready to do it. If the playoffs started today, your playoff teams in the NFC would be Chicago, the Rams, Eagles, Bucks. Those would be your division winners with Seattle, Green Bay, and San Francisco all going on the road as wild cards. Mm-hmm. Now, the ones missing, Detroit, Dallas, Carolina, all in that grouping. 7-5, 6-5-1, and 7-6. Now, if we go to the AFC, it's vastly different. Denver right now and New England both at 10-2. Jacksonville leads the division at 8-4, and Baltimore leads at 6-6. The Chargers and Colts and Bills at 8-4 all would be in right now. Outside looking in, man, it feels weird to say this. Houston at 7-5, Pittsburgh 6-6, and the Kansas City Chiefs at 6-6.
It is weird. It's, you know what?
Good. At some point, it has to happen, right? Like, they missed the playoffs. They have a down year.
I should have. I told you the Chiefs were backsliding.
Yeah, see?
The last 4 years.
Yeah, it finally worked. That's like the guys coming out now that Lamar's playing like crap. I told you running quarterbacks would get hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, you're an asshat. Let's find out what we learned. Ed, what'd you learn today?
I learned I'm looking forward to spring training 2026. I liked the fact that they always picked up Helsley. I think he's going to be a good addition to this team. He was good with the Cardinals. The Mets kind of unraveled, so that's not a good indication of what he's like. But he's a flamethrower, fastball slider guy, 100-mile-an-hour guy. We're not going to have Batista. I think it's a perfect fit. Elias is filling the holes he promised to fill. And I'm happy to hear they're still in the hunt for Alonso and Schwarber and, Tucker and all these guys. And of course, Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
So it does make me excited because I'd love to see. I don't think they're done. And if they make any of those moves, I'd be really happy.
Yeah, I think, again, getting another starting pitcher in here is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. This division is going to get better and better. I mean, Toronto just went to the World Series and Trey Savage looks like for a full season. The Red Sox are going to go out and spend money. There's still a bunch of names out there. The other thing that bothered me about this, Ed, was when people would go, oh, look at that. Blue Jay signed his starting pitcher and Orioles aren't doing anything. Are they all gone? Did the sale end? Like, what are you talking? Like, people just love to be negative and bash and bash and bash, even when they don't have a reason to do it.
Even more so then.
All right, let's get to this. Can you believe I was thrown out of my church for claiming that Jesus spoke with a lisp? It was a real slap in the faith. In the faith. Joe was in the faith. Your veterinarian won't tell you this, but if your dog is running a fever, go to the store and buy some mustard. It's the best thing for a hot dog.
Oh, goodness.
A friend of mine said, I didn't sleep with my wife before we got married, did you? I said, I'm not sure. What's her maiden name? I told my son, go to bed. The cows are sleeping in the field. He said, what's that got to do with anything? That means it's past your bedtime.
Pasture.
Bedtime. Yikes. A man went to the ER with 24 toy horses up his bum. Doctors listed his condition as stable. here we go. You guys want to hear a potassium joke? Okay. Joe got it. He ain't doing that. My wife told me I should do lunges to stay in shape. That would be a big step forward for me. What kind of birds are well known for sticking together? That would be Velcros. God, some of these are just so bad.
So bad.
No disco. When the comedian fell off the building, nobody laughed, but the sidewalk sure cracked up. Oof. No. Some of these are just like, I'm a woodworker and I make 7 figures a year. It's starting to look like I won't ever make any real money unless I learn to carve them faster. A woodworker. What do you
figures?
What do you call an unidentified gingerbread man? John Doe. John Doe. All right, I'll give you two more here. One of which I highlighted on here. Did I lose it? Yeah. I like this one so much. It's so stupid. Ed, a man got eaten by a shark on his honeymoon. Don't worry, he didn't suffer long. He was only married for a week. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with, if you're a junior out there or a third or a fourth. Are you? You're a junior? Well, this is awesome. This fits for you then. At some point in your life, your mother has screamed out your name in passion. Oh. I'm just going to let that sink in, Ed. That's like the other one. There's a 99% chance of any hand you've ever shook has had a penis in it at some point in time.
Yeah.
You can hit it. Yeah. All right. Rob's back tomorrow. Back to the usual shenanigans, talking more Orioles, football, leading into this. It's Ravens-Steelers week.
Be careful about Shador talk then.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about Shador now that Rob's back, yeah. Right? Or maybe we shouldn't. Stupid. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned. We've got Vinny and Haney up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.